This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Recently, we asked how you feel about calculators in school. We heard from about 30 people in 12 countries, including a large number of Chinese. Turbo Zhang writes, "My brain is rusting. Why? Because I use calculators everywhere, on my mobile phone, on my computer, etc. New technology makes us use everything except our brain." Juni Zhu says, "Calculators can provide us with an answer, but we may not understand it completely." And a student at an architectural and engineering college in China, Zhao Jingtao, calls using a calculator a kind of laziness. Critics of using calculators in school, at least until high school or university, outnumbered supporters 2-1. Khaled Hamza in Cairo says, "Calculators affect badly on the thinking ways of students." Jose Gudino from Mexico City says, "This is because you don't need to make an effort to get a result." Hemin, a math teacher in Kurdistan, Iraq, says, "Good math skills help in life, so he believes in solving problems with a pencil until high school." Randy Bin Lin, a PhD candidate from China at Baylor College of Medicine in Texas, writes, "You should work out problems with some kind of pain without computers. Then you may come to appreciate the power of these sophisticated machines." Abbas from Iran, now living in Sweden, says, "It is good to use your brain because calculators are not always available. Last week, I met a university student who could not subtract 6 from 40 and used a calculator," says Abbas. But Hei Wan Bo from China says, "Calculators reduce careless mistakes." And Yang Lin Wei, an 11th grader from China, says, "When I was young, we couldn't use calculators. But when I entered high school, we have to solve a lot of problems. We have to use a calculator. It makes my homework easier." From Burkina Faso, Kampaore Tewende Michel writes, "I can say that the handheld calculator has been important in my studies and even in my life." And Barnabas Nyaba in Ghana advises that as we enjoy the use of calculators, let's be careful so that it does not have any bad effects on us. Finally, Thomas, a student in China, says he likes using electronic calculators in school. But he wanted to tell us about what he called a special calculator, which he does not know how to use. He even sent us a picture of this special, and in fact, ancient calculator. In English, we call it an abacus. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Steve Ember.